Families USA is a nonprofit health advocacy group dedicated to making health care more affordable for working families. Director Ron Pollack says the hike in health care premiums is partly due to the increasing number of people who have no health insurance. In Wisconsin, that number jumped by more than 200,000 to a total of 1.2 million uninsured last year.
When an uninsured person gets health coverage, say in a hospital, somebody's got to wind up paying for it. And so it winds up increasing the cost of those people who are insured. Bottom line is we've had no leadership to deal with what is becoming a big crisis.
Pollack says his group doesn't endorse political candidates, but it does favor key elements in John Kerry's health care platform. In particular, a plan for the government to help small businesses cover the cost of catastrophic health care. President Bush's health care plan calls for the creation of new tax-free health savings accounts to help families bridge the gap between high deductibles and the cost of health care. The Wisconsin Association of Health Plans, representing 20 HMOs in the state, hasn't endorsed either candidate's health care platform. But Director Phil Doherty says the best way to lower premiums is to educate consumers to be more health conscious.
We've got an obesity problem. We still have a problem with use of tobacco. And those two lifestyle choices right there tend to drive quite a bit of the cost in health care, cardiovascular disease, pulmonary conditions.
Doherty says healthier and more informed health care consumers will help bring insurance costs down. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.